Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Meticulous. Prabhupada was meticulous. He put on his Vaishnava Tilaka that way, artistically and methodically performing each function. He used his pen that way also. He took it out of his pen box, used it, and then returned it to the box on his desk. Prabhupada warned his servants never to touch anything or move anything on his desk. His book writing was also like that. His standard was that each and every word out of tens of thousands of words from tens of thousands of verses must have its own synonym. Prabhupada had a limited time for writing the Bhagavatam every day. Yet, he never diminished his standard that each word get its own synonym. Then he always gave the English translation and then a purport. Whenever he saw the standards or saw the editors or publishers failing in this meticulous standard, he became very upset. In general, he demanded his disciples be very careful in all their activities. Deity worship, for example, he only gradually introduced because of its meticulous demands. When a devotee who was worshipping the deity inquired how to obtain bhava or ecstatic attachment to the Lord, Prabhupada replied by stressing a meticulous following of the rules and regulations. The devotees should be punctual, clean, and give the deity nice dresses and food. Srila Prabhupada was particularly meticulous in handling finance for Krishna, especially in India. He personally looked into the accounting and saw down to the single rupee how his managers spent money. His self-sacrifice to give Krishna consciousness to others. Srila Prabhupada always stressed that Krishna consciousness should be given to others and that one should sacrifice his own activities to do that. Prabhupada spent his own energies lecturing on an elementary level again and again, but he was enthusiastic to do this. He didn't just sit in one place and think of Krishna, but he dedicated himself, always striving, giving his all. Sometimes even his main work of writing was put aside in order to travel in India to carry out the instruction of his spiritual master. As for the writings themselves, they were aimed as welfare work to help others. Thus, he produced the Bhagavatam to help people in Krishna consciousness, to provide his followers and other readers with sufficient scripture, because by reading, their lives would become perfect. This was the special nature of Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness, that all of his activities were aimed at distributing it. Thus, he would always give time to his own devotees and answer their questions and guide them. If one claimed to be a devotee, Prabhupada could size him up to see whether he had any of Prabhupada's spirit to give his life to Krishna consciousness. Since no one could measure up to Prabhupada's commitment, he could cut down in a no-nonsense way any person's pretension of spiritual stature. Yet, although Prabhupada had the power to do this, he was always humble about himself and his own contribution. He said, for example, that he was fallen, that he was not a great scholar, that he was just trying to carry out the order of his Guru Maharaja, that he had no good qualities of his own. However, Krishna says of a person like Prabhupada that he is the dearmost servant who will ever be. Prabhupada also encouraged whatever little spark of self-sacrifice he found in others. Sometimes when a person is very intensely involved in his own cause or a cause for which he is working, he may have to sacrifice very personal and lovable qualities. Yet, although Prabhupada was fully intent in the campaign to spread and organize Krishna consciousness, He was always full of lovable personal qualities. He appeared to be simple, spontaneous, and of course, highly spiritual to whomever he met, as he extended Krishna consciousness to them according to their capacity to receive it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.